To the Father of our forefathers, Yahuwah El, who sits in the heaven of heavens, with our King, Yahushua HaMashiach, sitting at his right hand, waiting for his enemies to be made his footstool.
We're waiting for that too, aren't we? We're waiting for our enemies, which are his enemies, to be made his footstool, and they will be.
Hallelujah. All creation groans for the
sons of light.
The manifestation
That's right.
Of the sons of light.
It's just
coming quickly, Mishpachah, and we're talking about that. Today, and this is going to be
World of Collision Part 21.
Part 21, and we're going to.
Okay, so I'm going to let me read the scripture quote.
Okay.
Ecclesiastes 12:14. Ki et kol maase ha'eloa yavi be'mishpat al kol nehalam im tov ve'imra. In other words, for Yah shall bring every deed into judgment with every secret thing, whether it is good or whether it is evil. So everybody who's trying to hide their evil deeds and look like the whitewashed sepulchers that are filthy on the inside, you can't hide it from him. He is coming for you.
And, all
that's
our
what our articles today are about, is how he's coming for you.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't get right, you're going to get burned up.
Hallelujah. He says, you'll be turned to ashes. Anyone who's going to be in rebellion to his heart matter Torah Messiah that rules the universe and is his Torah physics. And it's all set up based upon his spoken word. He is the creator, our Abba in heaven. And Yeshua HaMashiach is our authority. He is our judge. He's our righteous ruler. He's our righteous king. He's also sitting there as our judge, meeting out the curses and blessings each day according to the word that he was created to be and walk and live on this earth, to give us the example of how to walk out the matters of the heart of honesty between one another and talking about the issues that we cause ourselves and we cause others because of our own harmed injuries inside of our hearts. And because we have forgotten his ways, his right ruling of the heart, and focused more on the outward things of whether we, what God we worship, if it's going to be a different one, or how we worship them, or what implements we're supposed to have, or how we're supposed to stand on one head while praying on the, praying upside down. Those are not the issues that he has brought us to be concerned about, and he wants us to be concerned about. He tells us to heal the brokenhearted and to set the captives free. And a part of that process, his Torah physics works with that. We are a part of his creation. We are like fish in water. It is all around us. It reacts to every thought and every action that we take for good or for evil inside of our minds, inside of our hearts and our souls. So here we are sitting on the cusp of another of our Abba's fall seasonal feasts, which are a part of the entire year seasonal working of the gardens of our hearts and souls as a body of believers in him. Whether we are deluded in any kind of religion of mankind, it all works to a collective totality for a total production of what is coming to transpire on the earth and coming from the heavens. And we have forgotten this relationship, and our ancient forefathers have not. And the enemy Satan, the New World Luciferianism of our banker kings, who put their puppets out like Obama or the Queen of England or Bush or Clinton or Jesse Jackson or Bill Gates or Oprah, you know, whoever it is, George Soros, Warren Buffett, Henry Kissinger, Zbigniew Brzezinski, these are all the demonic little minions who go about doing the will of their father, and their father is the father of lies. So they have blinded us as far as times and seasons and space, because they don't want the sons of light manifesting. They are terrified of it. They cannot avoid the destruction that's coming. They do control this earth at this point in time because we have gone totally lawless and our enemies are devouring us from within as judgment upon us because we know not how wicked we are because of the things that we keep hidden in our hearts. And then we work our magic and sorcery in our little groups of people against one another in our holy bunkers, be it a government, a POA, or a religion, or whatever you want, a scientific community. We've all got to have our special place to defend because it means the end of our life if the truth is something other than that.
I mean, the POA that we live in, the people are absolutely wicked. Their hearts are filthy. Even ones that call themselves Torah keepers are evil. They're vile. And what do? They all gather together and they lie with each other in wait to devour anybody who would have any hint of righteousness or any hint of honesty or truth. If you have integrity, these people will devour you. And we sit back and we watch this. It incites them. It convicts them. And they have a bloodlust for you. And so we sit back and we watch this and we recognize that this little tiny POA 9,000 feet in the mountains that is like ravening wolves is what our entire country has become. And then you look wider and you realize it's the entire globe.
Insanity. It's madness.
It is. It's absolute, just the defilement, the worst defilement of hearts. That is what is ruling the world today, and that is the darkness that is covering the earth today. And we can, I mean, if you're honest with yourself and you're being awake and aware, you can look in your very own lives and you can see that just sick, vile filth. Right in you're involved with it. You're having to deal with it. Either you're actually committing it or you're having to stand against it. And either you are standing against it in endurance, learning to overcome it, or you are beginning to get sucked in by it. Our whole test is to not get sucked in and to remain honorable through it all.
And only our hearts being healed from the pains of our past, the things that we've done to others, and the things that others have done to us, and truly being healed with that by walking that through with someone else, that means we have to get open and honest with every thought and heart reasoning that we bring on the table because it affects the totality of the body of man, the corrupted Adamic body of man, the false risen Adamic body of man that's going to worship the one Antichrist soon to come.
And it's much harder to stand on your own. A person is smart, people are stupid. You get them together into groups and they do the group think thing and people can't stand on their own. It takes strength to stand alone. Mm-hmm. So if you're involved with a group of people and you're being all smug, think you know something because you're all in agreement with a whole bunch of other people, you're wrong. You cannot stand on something just because a bunch of other people think it's true too. You've got to get in and care about the integrity of the issue.
You have no understanding of your scriptures if you don't understand what she just said. Because the scriptures reveal to us how crooked we really are. And it requires us to take our thoughts captive, figure them out, ask what fear was produced with this evil thought or this inclination or learn how we manipulate and to learn how we manipulate and try to deceive and control others. Be it overtly or covertly with a smile and a good pat on the back. Oh, here, let me help you.
Part of taking every thought captive is taking captive the thought, that lustful thought that fear can bring on, that hate and anger and vengeance can bring on. It's a lust of the flesh, and you've got to take those thoughts captive if you're ever going to stand before Yahuwah, because you will be dishonored if you give in to them. So let's read this.
Or the same thoughts. Well, you've got to put it the other way, too. That's one extreme of it. The other thoughts that people have when their flesh begins to take them over is self-pity. They want to baby people. Because they have in their own heart a need of control manipulation, they will over-caretake other people and not show them how to stand and walk in strength and heal their heart.
They'll handicap them.
And any person that we are put in contact with, the reason why Abba puts us in contact with them is because there's something inside of them that we can see of ourselves in them. And then what we're supposed to do is supposed to work together to get those fearful heart issues out. And we have to talk open and honestly. And many people are not going to go there. And they're going to fight you tooth and nail. And they're going to call you all kinds of names.
Oh, they're going to stone you like they did Stephen and kill you like they did Joshua.
They know that they can be seen. And they know you are speaking a living conviction. We are mirrors of one another. We are living convictions of one another. And our duty is to turn those things over to Him and get healed by trying to reach out and heal others.
Anytime you're shaking your finger at somebody, you better look at the other three that are pointing back at you. Just go ahead and shake your hand right now. Point your finger. Look at those three fingers pointing back at you. We must always be measuring ourselves, because that is what's going to matter to Yahuwah.
Right.
It's not how many people we went out there and tried to control or fix or anything. It's how did we handle ourselves, rule our kingdoms from within. And why are we talking about heart matters right now? Because this Worlds in Collision show that we're doing today is all about getting into the right tuning of frequency so that the Torah physics, which are coming to pass on this earth, do not burn you up.
And
that's why we're talking about heart matters.
That's right. And our Abba's fall feast, all of his feasts are a timing of the heavens and the earth and the, you know, and the pagans and all that. And our corrupted forefathers started worshiping these things rather than understanding how the physics actually works to give us a cursing or blessing each day. And if we keep our heart matters right, we remember how these associations work and how his system is all set up for automatic cleansing. When the earth gets evil enough and full of evil and vengeance, it will be shaken mightily. Giant waves will be rolling. Fires will be burning. Continents will be sinking and rising. And islands will be disappearing. And on and on.
And please understand, the only way that they could get you dumb enough to let all of the things from heaven come in and destroy this place is by taking time away from you. They had to take the understanding of time away from you. We live in a delusion right now. If you think anybody sticking a year date on anything is right, you do not understand the illusion that has been created around you. None of the year dates are correct. Stop following them.
Months, anything, and anything made up according to that's being worked in this time, like these blood red moons coming up or these comets they tell us to get all fearful
of
and jumping up and down. It's a part of the predictive programming, because you don't have understanding. They know it, and they are orchestrating you into the final conflagration, where you are going to believe, you as an Islamist or you as a Christian or you as a Jew or a Buddhist or a Taoist or anything on this planet, you are going to believe that when these things begin to happen and come to pass, you are going to believe in the religion that they sell you. And you're going to kill others like us who are going to be talking to you saying, no, the reason why you've bought into this is because you love lies, because your hearts are broken, and you know you're BSing yourself and you won't admit it.
And you're
period.
And
that
Father,
is our biggest problem with all of us individual human beings on this planet of mankind.
And Father has given our minds over to our corruption.
That's right.
He didn't give us. He goes ahead and gives us over to our unsound minds. But I want to read the 2 Peter thing you picked up.
Our itty bitty poopy committees in our heads.
2 Peter 2 says, but there also came to be false prophets among the people, as also among you there shall be false teachers, who shall secretly bring in destructive heresies, and deny the master who bought them, bringing swift destruction on themselves. And many shall follow their destructive ways, because of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. And in greed, with fabricated words, they shall use you for gain. From of old their judgment does not linger, and their destruction does not slumber. For if Elohim did not spare the messengers who sinned, but sent them to Tartarus, and delivered them into the chains of darkness to be kept for judgment, and did not spare the world of old, but preserved Noah, a proclaimer of righteousness, and 7 others, bringing in the flood of the world on the wicked, and having reduced to ashes the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah, condemned them to destruction, having made them example to those who afterward live wickedly, and rescued righteous Lot, who was opposed with the indecent behavior of the lawless. For day after day that righteous man dwelling among them tortured his righteous being by seeing and hearing their lawless works. And that is us. If that's not you, you are not with Abba. And then Yahuwah knows how to rescue the reverent ones from trial, and to keep the unrighteous unto the day of judgment to be punished. And most of all, those walking after the flesh in filthy lust and despising authority, bold, headstrong, speaking evil of esteemed ones. Whereas messengers who are greater in strength and power do not bring a slanderous accusation against them before their master. But these, like natural unreasoning beasts, having been born to be caught and destroyed. Do you hear that? These, like natural unreasoning beasts. There are humans born out here that are not part of Yah. They are literally like natural unreasoning beasts, having been born to be caught and destroyed. They blaspheme that which they do not know, and they shall be destroyed in their destruction, being about to receive the wages of unrighteousness, deeming indulgence in the day of pleasure, spots and blemishes, reveling in their own deceptions while they feast with you, having eyes filled with an adulteress, and unable to cease from sin, enticing unstable beings, having a heart trained in greed, children of a curse, having left the right way they went astray, having followed the way of Balaam the son of Beor, who loved the wages of unrighteousness, but he was rebuked for his transgression. A dumb donkey speaking with the voice of a man restrained the madness of the prophet. These are the fountains without water, clouds driven by a storm, to whom the blackest darkness is kept forever. For speaking arrogant nonsense, they entice, through the lust of the flesh, through indecencies, the ones who have indeed escaped from those living in delusion. Did you hear that? They're going after the ones who have indeed escaped from those living in delusion. That is what we're crying out to you guys about every single day.
You're living conviction to all those who are still injured in the heart matters and heart ways. And you got to learn that. That's called discernment. And you got to stand in it. No matter what, you have to stand in it for their sake and your own. Once you understand and know it, because here's the next part of this.
Promising them freedom, though themselves being slaves of corruption. For one is a slave to whatever overcomes him. If you don't take your thoughts captive, they will overcome you. For if after they have escaped the defilements of the world through the knowledge of the Master and Savior, Yahshua Messiah, they are again entangled in them and overcome, the latter end is worse for them than the first. For it would have been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness than have known it to turn from the set apart command delivered unto them. For them the proverb has proven true. A dog returns to his own vomit, and a washed sow returns to rolling in the mud.
Mm-hmm. All right. And we pray that we are worthy to be saved out. We are found worthy to be saved out in Yeshua HaMashiach's name. We are not the executioners. Abba and Yeshua HaMashiach is the judge of all these things. And that's a very difficult heart matter thing to learn while you're walking through this world of persecution of those that will be convicted by your walk.
That's right.
Of cleaning out your heart and
that's
getting
right.
honest with yourself and getting honest with others. Your family members, your friends, your coworkers, whatever. The congregation or government or politics or scientists, whatever, whoever you're around.
And you can count on that you're going to be in the minority.
It's your test.
Not the majority. The majority is going to be against you.
And believe
me, you can count on that.
You can survive the lashes of those that do not know what they do. And you know, and you can understand why Yeshua said, Abba, forgive them, for they know what not what they do. So this first article we're going to get to in the continuation of Worlds in Collision is associated with all this. And we've been talking about this for a while because Abba's been having us look at the greater light of the day. Look at his heavenly clock. Witness it for ourselves, for our own people. And what this man says is what we've been saying for years. So this is one witness. And the second article is talking about a second or a third witness to this, what we've been talking about, what Abba's been leading us to in this heart matter walk.
This is called Can Chemtrail Stop?
Because he reveals
a prophetic
all things.
Event. Written by Revelation Now, Michael Arebna.
That's right. Odds are everybody around the world can look up in the sky on a clear day and see white billowy lines in the air. Some people identify them as contrails, while other folks labeled conspiracy theorists call them chemtrails.
Oh, those are the ones who aren't living in the delusion, by the way.
Yeah. And the government themselves, they call it geoengineering. They play these little word games and they say, oh, they're not chemtrails. They're it's geoengineering. We're spraying barium aluminum all over the place and it actually kills you.
It's called chemical trails.
Yeah. And Monsanto, has the only seeds in the world that grow in aluminum soils under patent. Some pictures of the chemtrails aftermath display cloud structures never seen before. One of the proponents is right between the contrails versus the chemtrail people. If these are chemtrails, then the question is, what is the intended application? Some people believe chemtrails are wrought with biological weapons. I believe chemtrails would be an ineffective delivery system at 30,000 feet. The winds and oxygen content would prove to be serious obstacles for mass dispersement. And oxygen content. Oxygen is a very powerful destroyer of diseases, and it destroys lots of things. Anyway, using chemicals which could be ionized to stay elevated is another story. Is this an attempt to ionize particles to bond with the ionosphere? The ionosphere is the highest level in of the Earth's atmosphere. That's where the electrical connection between the plasma that comes from the electrical sun and the whole outer space is filled with electricity and plasma. It hits the ionosphere and sends a blessing or curse down to this Earth, Mishpacha. Although I have never seen a lab report, I have heard barium is a component of chemicals.
Chemtrails.
Most people who have had heart or head injuries are familiar with barium. It is used in a CAT scan to absorb radiation. Why would the elite want to absorb radiation? This is where things get interesting and downright biblical. Everything the elite are implementing is a countermeasure to biblical prophecy. See, we've been telling you. They know what's coming. By analyzing the countermeasures of the elite, we are able to reverse engineer the target of the countermeasure. Let's take a look at the alleged revealed components of chemtrails. It is said two of the known components of chemtrails are aluminum and barium, which have been verified in many laboratories.
Oh, yes.
When the aluminum becomes ionized, it floats to the atmosphere, bonded with barium, and it has another application. The barium's role is to absorb the ultraviolet spectrum from the sun. Why would the elite want to reduce the amount of ultraviolet rays on the earth? Now he quotes Malachi 4:1-5. Surely the day is coming. It will burn like a furnace. All the arrogant and evildoer will be stubble.
Every evildoer will be stubble.
Evil in heart, filled with evil. And the day that is coming will set them on fire, says Yah Almighty. Not a root or a branch will be left to them. But for you who receive my name, the Son, S-U-N, the Son of Righteousness will rise with healing in its rays, and you will go out and frolic like well-fed calves. Then you will trample on the wicked. They will be ashes. Just a picture of a vampire going out in the sun, you know, all the movies, and they turn to dark ashes.
They melt in the sun, yeah.
Under the soles of your feet on the day when I act, says Yah Almighty. If you read Malachi 4:1-5, you will see this is a reference to our Son. The Most High will use His life-sustaining Son to remove the wicked people from the earth. Please not the Holy Spirit says. The Son of Righteousness will rise with healing in its rays. Healing is used in association with His people, but the wicked will catch fire. We will all agree on this point. The elite and those who follow them are wicked, and the definition of wicked is generally used as an adjective to mean evil or sinful. If you had the financial and technical resources to thwart the day of Yah because you were the targeted for termination, wouldn't you try? We are quite possibly seeing the reality of this now.
How will the ultraviolet rays know who's wicked and who is not? I think we could reference the work of Dr. Emoto for understanding. Dr. Emoto has shown us the emotional state of our thoughts, outputted as words, that they can change the crystalline pattern of water. Love and gratitude create beautiful, complex, snowflake-like patterns, while hateful words create globbly, ugly-like patterns.
And where does water come from on this earth? It comes from the plasma coming from the windows of heaven, which are the stars up above our heads, which we have no idea what really are and what their function is really about.
These shapes are actually somatics in the water of the human body, which have a corresponding frequency. By following the teachings of Yahshua, you actually raise the frequency of this pattern. You are creating in the body to resonate with the coming new solar frequency. The wicked and sinful operate outside the teachings of Yahshua, and their bodies oscillate at a different frequency, which is much lower. There is nothing higher than love, and you cannot behave as the wicked do and call it love. Ultraviolet radiation, invisible electromagnetic radiation between visible violet light and x-rays, it ranges in wavelength from about 400 to 4 nanometers and in frequency from about 1015 to 1017 hertz. It is a component less than 5% of the sun's radiation and is also produced artificially in arc lamps, like in a mercury arc lamp. The wicked elite have most likely replicated the day of Yah in the laboratory, and after seeing the results, they most likely said hell to the no, and hence the birth of chemtrails. Their sole objective is absorbing the higher frequency of the ultraviolet radiation so none of them go snap, crackle, pop. I submit to you these chemtrails are not used to spread virus because then aluminum would not be needed. NASA scientists analyzing 30 years of satellite data have found that the amount of ultraviolet UV radiation reaching Earth's surface has increased markedly over the last 3 decades. NASA claims it has stabilized since then, but we do not understand that the sun as it is. The Most High can ratchet it up at His will. The silver lining to the day of Yah is apparent healing to His people. What does this mean? It could be psychological healing, or perhaps a physical one, or but maybe both. What are the psychological ramifications of witnessing the elite meeting justice at the hands of the Most High? Though these are things we will not know until the day of Yah, but we do have another clue in Isaiah 30:26. The moon will shine like the sun, and the sunlight will be seven times brighter like the light of the seven full days when Yah binds up the bruises of His people and heal the wounds He inflicted. The elite know this day is coming, and they decoded Isaiah 30:26 scientifically long ago. For the moon to shine like the sun, the day sunlight will be blazing on this day. It will be 1 week's worth of sun beaming out for one day. This will have a therapeutic effect on the people of the Most High. It must be linked to our DNA somehow. DNA can be activated by light and frequency. This is a generally accepted principle in the scientific community. It's imperative you turn your heart to the love frequency before the day of Yah. In closing, instead of following so-called spiritual administrations, I don't know, I'm not going to keep doing it, right? Where they track current events and build fear-based scenarios around them and pontificate on outcomes, which rarely materialize as if they're on top of a spiritual war, the best thing you can do to survive the day of Yah is to be fearless and filled with love, then the water molecule patterns of your body will be able to conduct the healing ultraviolet rays to unlock your DNA to survive this day.
Hallelujah! Keep pushing up, everyone! Hallelujah! You shall not covet.